Hey, Dan.
Yeah, Mitch.
We're back on the air.
How about that?
Yeah.
How long were we gone? A month?
At least.
Dead even.
I think it was December 1st.
Wow.
So I think we're a month and a half here. Sorry, everyone.
Is the rest of the world still there?
But I saw you in Cali.
I know.
How cool was that?
That was a trip. That was a clash of the worlds.
Was that a Z trip? Was that a DJ Z trip?
It was a trippy party. I know that. Your friends are fun, man. That was a cool house and a great barbecue in January. That's hardcore.
Well, how can you do that? They can do that in San Francisco.
I know.
Well, let's hit some music and we'll talk more about all this stuff. This is
from Hitsville, USA.
DJ Z Trip.
This is the Motown.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yes!
Yeah! Yeah! Okay. All right, now here we go. A one, two.
Motown. Motown hits. This is the Motown sound.
The sound of young America.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chances. I had you to myself. I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always make you stand out in a crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch when the glass was on his tongue.
Version of Motown's most popular all-time hit, following this break.
Yeah. was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
Tooth, vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love and brother is the preacher, and it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
In the sky,
our city's aflame in the summertime.
And all the beat goes on.
Now listen, evolution, revolution, gun control, the sound. So shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
Stop. Think it over.
Okay. How does he do that? Does he do that sort of thing live? I wonder.
I've never seen him live, but it's pretty sweet. I mean, I don't think he focuses on Motown, but
yeah.
This is just his like Motown remix.
That was brilliant.
There's a whole album of Motown remixes. I think there's two or three of them actually.
That's the kind of thing I want to wake up to every morning. Like, if I have to get up before, say, 9 a.m., I want my alarm clock to play that. Because you're just bound to spring out of bed and be like, hell yeah, let's shower.
Yeah, let's, all right.
Yeah, let's go.
And a brush our cereal teeth. Too. Yeah.
Clean underwear this day. Yeah. It'll be great.
I started waking up to classical music, and the problem is
how's that work?
Well, some days you get to like the mellow part of a song when it's like just the flute and it's really soft, and then other times like ba 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 ba, you know, and you're just like freaking out, like, you know, like,
oh man, the cannon going off,
exactly.
And
you know, like that happened this morning, and Renica was like, turn it off. And then an hour later, we ended up actually getting out of it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't imagine that classical would work too well for me. It's just so soothing most of the time. And the worst part,
like
the DJs on classical radio stations always are just so mellow.
Yeah.
That was Mozart, his third symphony.
That was
D
the
minor.
London Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. And there's just no waking up to that for me. Have you seen there's that... It's this new product.
I don't like to be shocked into like wakefulness, though. Like,
no, like the buzzer. That's a harsh way to go. That's bad zen.
Like my heart, it's hard on my heart.
Is it delicate?
Yeah, it's delicate,
fragile heart.
Yeah, it's like, can you feel it? Sometimes when you wake up, do you feel it like pounding in your chest? And you're like, oh my god, because you went from like nothing to just like amped.
Switch from refried beans to black beans, and that might go away. Just a thought.
You're saying I've got a cholesterol issue going on?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Have you seen this product where it's everywhere? And an RCA kid invented it a couple of years ago. That's where I went to school. And it's an alarm clock.
An RCA kid?
An RCA alumni, you know, like Royal College of Art alumni. And it's an alarm clock with two wheels. And when it goes off, the wheels start spinning and it runs away. And it just basically hits a wall in your room and then runs the other way and hits a wall and it's just going off the whole time. So the only way to turn it off is for you to get up, chase it, and turn it off. Otherwise, you're never going to get it. And everyone loves it. If I had that, I think I'd just put a bullet through it. But everyone's loving it. The thing is,
that's
everywhere.
The funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. So it's like the Roomba or whatever.
Yeah, it's
like
the Roomba, but it's an alarm clock. See, you're the purchaser. Me, I look at it and I get angry before it even works.
That sounds so irritating.
It's horrible. Yeah, but dude, give me that DJ anytime. Maybe when I'm rich, I'll just have him permanently set up in my bedroom to play at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, they have those alarm clocks where you can just put a CD in there. You know.
Wow, that's technology.
And it just plays a CD.
Oh,
I'm the same point.
I'm still back at the ones
you can
that don't
actually
have CD
put
players.
You can actually use your iPod as an alarm clock, and it'll play. You can set a playlist as the song.
Oh.
So you pick your favorite song or whatever,
and you just plugged into your alarm system, your stereo or whatever, and it'll go off at the right time and start playing.
Yeah,
I didn't even know mine could do that. But then again, mine's like five generations old, so it probably can't.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, I'm sure you can. I did it for a while. We had it on that Radiohead song, the first one on Kid A, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Everything is right place. And it, like, I started to get weird. Like, you know, it was fine for like a week, you know? But then I started like, my life started to be like Vanilla Sky. You know?
Yeah, I was a little introspective and removed.
Yeah, totally.
I could imagine.
I began to see, like, you know, think that Cameron Diaz was like my other girlfriend or something, like that she was haunting me from the dead or something. It was weird.
Well, it's such a weird moment when you first wake up that it's like it's probably your most innocent moment all day. You know, you could say that, and right when you're about to go to sleep again, when your thoughts are really pretty honest and you're on the truth serum of sorts, and like, it's a strange one. In fact,
Radiohead in your head at that point.
It's kind of a strange time to be influencing yourself with these outside like things like Radiohead or whatever. There was another kid
because they sounds make their way into your subconscious and your dreams and stuff, and
there was this girl that made another alarm clock that I know of that didn't get taken anywhere, but check this out. This is way cooler than the one that runs away. So this one, what it does is when it goes off first thing in the morning, it's recording, and it records the first thing you say or you know, mumble every morning.
Oh.
And that's it. And then it creates a catalog of the first things through your head in a sense every morning. Maybe it's moans, maybe it's like, oh shit, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But you can play it back and kind of get a sense in a way of how you're starting yourself.
Or it could be that you get in the habit of just like reciting the end of your dream or whatever.
Which would be awesome.
I always forget my dreams.
That's better than a dream diary, because I never have this, I'm like disciplined enough to actually write down the dream. But if you could just be like, oh, and then.
Yeah, exactly. And if you could take it with you into the shower while you kind of like have it all still fresh in your head, it'd be great. I think that'd be super cool.
That sounds much better than the Dreamba.
The Dreamba, yeah, definitely better than the Dreamba. One you want to punch and one you'll be thankful that you have. But
well, let's play one of the tracks that you brought in. Bat for Lashes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Speaking of dreams.
Bat for Lashes, straight out of Brighton, live. You heard it
notes
here first.
From the underground.
No, you didn't, but you heard it here. Apparently, Tom York's a huge fan.
I like it.
Yeah, check out what he says. Natasha Khan of Bat for Lashes ain't scared. I love the harpsichord and the sexual ghost voice and bowed saws. The song seems to come from the world of Grimm's fairy tales, and I feel like a wolf.
Ooh.
That's a hot compliment.
That's funny that he mentions the ghost voices, because he does that shit
yeah.
all over the place.
Clearly, he's a big fan. Yeah, man.
Cool, Dan. That
they've
was
been
cool.
around.
Well,
been
how
around
did you find out about them?
They've been around for a little while, and I heard about them like last year or so, and I listened to their album, and now I'm seeing them pop up more and more on the different websites around town, and so I figured, you know, let's say hello again. And it's just as good as ever.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent news. Well, I brought one. I brought a band that I have never heard before, but I've been hearing a lot about them. A band called The Wigs.
Hmm.
Not Afghan Wigs, but just, which
I remember
you
them
might have.
From the 80s, yeah. 90s, early
yeah,
90s.
Yeah, yeah. But a band called The Wigs. And I think they've got a new album coming out in January. January 22nd. Actually, and this song is called Right Hand on My Heart, which is very patriotic.
Reminds me of the third grade when we had to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, so let's check it out.
Again.
That was sweet.
I really dug that.
Yeah. I want to hear the rest of the album.
I'd be curious. Like you said, you were saying earlier, it reminds you of the Beta Band.
Yeah.
And and then that was a big dawning moment for me when I thought, oh, yes, now I must learn more. You're right. It does remind me of the Beta Band a lot in a great way.
But, oh, I thought you were going to say that like the singer was from the Beta Band or something.
No, I'm trying to figure out the research right now.
they're from Athens, Georgia. They're not, I mean, unless like the singer, but I mean, the singer sounds exactly like the Beta Band guy. I'm sure they like the Beta
Band.
Sure,
there's an influence.
Yeah.
There is an influence. You can often hear them. But yeah, man, that was a good find. Where'd you find it?
I subscribed to this newsletter called Tripwire.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
It's pretty cool. It's definitely like indie focus, you know, My Morning Jacket and sort of all the rest. But you know, it's cool. Yeah, I thought it was a good track. And I definitely want to hear the rest of their stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get some of that.
I went on MySpace to see if we could get like the download or whatever, but no one's putting the download links up anymore.
No.
I don't know what's up with that.
It's a shame. What's really infuriating is when they say, hey, will you play our stuff on your podcast?
And then
there's nothing for download.
There's nothing to download.
It's
yeah.
Like, okay. Don't make me work too hard for it.
Yeah. I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I did find out about that new, the Real Player 11 or whatever, which is only available on a PC. But
now with the new Intel Mac, can't you have it work on your Intel Mac?
I think if you install Vista, Windows Vista, I don't think Intel, I don't know. Oh, I guess you could. Yeah. If you do that, they have that other thing where you can just
run them both all at the same time.
Yeah. You can just launch Windows apps on your Mac.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know how integrated it would be. You'd have to, I don't know, because what it does, what the real thing does is it puts basically a plug-in in your Internet Explorer or whatever your browsers are.
Mm.
And then when you're surfing the internet and there's a song or a video that's streaming, then you can download it rather than just streaming it.
That's so epic. But of course, you are going to be getting a streaming internet quality song, but it's still cool that you can download it.
Yeah. Like with a YouTube video or a Google video or a MySpace video or whatever, it just, you could download it, put it on your phone or your iPod or whatever and watch it.
But then how can they do that and like Last FM can't in a way? Because that music is all streaming, but I guess it just isn't it? I mean, it's the same kind of streaming as any other streaming. It comes to your computer live and buffered and
I think you can. If you have Real Player, you can download anything on Last FM, I think, but I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, anything that's available, basically.
That's awesome because that's the new Hype Machine. Hype Machine I've been digging on for months now, and this is like the new.
But that's even better because then you don't have to worry about finding the MP3. You can just
It's just given to you already.
Just take anything on the internet, basically. I don't know. I mean, it feels illegal.
Exactly,
it really does.
This gray area is starting to really just expand, isn't it? That's crazy. I can't believe they're allowed to do that. I wish we had a lawyer on the show.
I know. Me too.
I mean, we got Brad, the tech guy. Where's Chad, the lawyer?
So funny because I know this guy named Chad who's a lawyer.
Oh, really?
Dude, in Wired this month, there's a great article of David Byrne interviewing Tom York.
I read that.
You did?
I read it in the airport.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was a really great article.
Yeah. Well, did you read the second half of the article?
No,
so
I didn't
get that far. The first half is the interview, and then the second half is David Byrne talking about his theories on the future of music. And his whole like argument is that we've divorced ourselves from experiencing music, and we've like commoditized it. Like the whole thing was that once like we learned how to record onto vinyl, that suddenly it was no longer about going to see a musician perform, and it became about packaging and distributing.
Right.
And
now there's no more packaging.
Now there's no more packaging and distributing. So there is currently a shift towards
the
experiencing
live
music.
Experience again.
And MySpace was just like the beginning of that where, mm-hmm. People are able to like get in touch with the artist and listen to their music at the same time. Mm-hmm. But like that, we're going to see more and more like online and on TV and mm-hmm. on wherever,
yeah.
like experiences where bands are providing like a holistic, visual, audio, visual,
yeah.
interactive sort of thing. And that's like, that's the future of music. And,
yeah.
And
it's, or even possibly like a city experience kind of thing. Like, like an analogy might be, and I'm sure you know of like probably a few people that are already offering this and I just don't know about it, but like certain ski resorts, yeah, will team up with neighboring ski resorts and you can get like a season pass to,
right.
Go to any of them at any day whenever you want,
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool because then you have this freedom right. and you just buy the season pass and you want to use it because you right. paid the money and everyone gets anyway.
Right.
So like what if clubs or bands had that similar kind of season pass sort of thing where like basically on my phone I can get a list of everything that's going on in my general area that I like to go to, and because I bought a season pass I can just waltz in and not worry about if I show up late and still right. have to pay full fare.
That's an interesting idea.
Walk right in and see it because then it'll be like so much more easy to experience. And in a way it's kind of, I've been, ever since I got the BlackBerry, I've been so loving filling in the cracks of time that I have, like when I'm waiting for a bus or on the train, just like figuring out little things that I don't.
Yeah.
Cause like there's
like
what
on
else
the internet browser. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
On the internet browser, or like whatever. And that could be the perfect sort of thing also. Like,
yeah,
I got 20 minutes to kill while I'm waiting for a friend. Oh, there's a club right near here and I can just walk yeah. in cause I got the season pass and see what's going on.
Right.
You know,
the barcode displays on your screen.
Yeah.
Gives you or
exactly.
Whatever. Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet to like really focus more on that live experience again. I think he's right.
I think we just cracked the code right here and now, and maybe we should just hang up our podcasting shoes and start, building season passes for the internet.
Let's start the business plan right now.
Yeah.
Let's not broadcast this show.
Okay.
I don't want him to steal the idea.
Good night, everyone. I'll talk to you later.
That's good times.
To
I gotta figure out what the name of that is.
She's like, she just plays with it. It's Bailey's just, that's her favorite toy. It's just this little simple little wood. It's just pieces of wood, like with little beads on it, and it looks like a molecule. And
yeah,
it's like her favorite toy. Like, we have these other toys that are all plastic and have like beeping and whistles and
yeah,
like little voices,
like
that
digital
say,
stuff.
I'm tired. Yeah, you know, like whatever. Like, and that's her favorite toy. This little wood block kind of thing with it looks like a molecule. Wooden rubber bands.
It's the simplest things.
The lo-fi stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of deceiving to her because she, it's almost like she could squish it all together and fit the whole thing in her mouth, but she can't. So it's like a constant challenge. Aww. So that was Architecture in Helsinki. I can't that believe we haven't played them before.
We've talked about them before, though. I'm
swear
sure.
We must have. But we haven't. But they kind of they always remind me of CSS. I always put them kind of together because they're these indie groups that happen to make really cool dance songs that just, you know, make you want to get down, get funky.
Yeah. Well,
do the funky cheeky.
I want to get down.
I know you do. I want to get up.
I want to get up on the,
on
get
the good foot
down and shake it. Dan, do you have, I think maybe there's a new sticker on there.
Oh, there's one or two. I treat my laptop like a skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skate or die, bro.
Yeah, well, it's my, that's how I like to live. That's my, you know? That's my motto. That's what I say every morning first thing.
Speaking of laptops, have you seen the new Mac laptop?
Have I?
That thing's smoking. Yeah.
She's dead sexy.
But what if you wanted to watch a DVD? Do you, you just got to rip it all.
You got to download it. You got to, you got to have it. The Pirate Bay. He, cruising he, on your computer.
Which everyone does.
Yeah.
Actually, I never use the DVD drive on mine anyways.
Mine's broken. Yeah. I just use USB sticks. I think does it have a USB? It must
does.
Have like all that.
It does. Yeah. It has this little thing.
So you're golden. What about how it has a solid state hard drive? It, see, it can come with a solid state hard drive.
I don't understand why you'd pay another $1,000 for that, though.
Yeah, I don't know either. For 80 gig or 60 gig solid state hard drive.
Because...
how much is it to buy just 100?
That's like largely the only difference is the hard drive.
Yeah.
And they're asking for another like $900 for the solid state hard drive with less with less space.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't make sense really when you think about how much memory it is and how much RAM costs, which is what a USB stick basically is.
Yeah.
I don't get why they can
well
jack
because
up the
it's
price
like 80 that. It's like 80 gigs. Like no one does that in on that small of a space.
Really? You sure? Didn't?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have to double check. I don't know my facts and figures well enough.
I think it's 67 gigs or something like that.
Hmm. It's pretty sweet. But it starts immediately. Open it up and it's going. It's amazing.
Oh, right.
It's instant startup. No spool up, no reloading. Everything's just always on.
Right.
How rad is that?
Even when it's off.
Yeah.
It's on.
And Apple's going to be the new Time Warner, it seems, in a way, or the distributor.
Because they're renting the movies and stuff.
Well, yeah, now it's like 3 months after they're released on film, or is it video? It'd be amazing if it was 3 months after film. They're already going to start renting it.
Yeah.
And giving you live download. They're going to be taking on TiVo and all that stuff.
Oh, seems. Really? They're doing that too?
Well, it basically seems. I mean, come on, they're positioning themselves to basically be controlling all media.
Right.
And they have the way to do it. It's unbelievable. Speaking of controlling all media, we
got
really great responses on the last show.
We did.
Yeah, everyone was stoked. And then we gave them a cold 40
them,
days
oh,
off.
Thanks for all the compliments. We won't see you for a month and a half. Thank yeah. you.
Oh, that was our fault.
Well, you know.
I was getting my visa.
Dan got his visa.
Yeah.
He's legal.
Whoop, whoop.
And I got to introduce Bailey to my dad.
That's pretty sweet.
Which is cool.
How did they get along? They see eye to eye?
They did. Yeah, cool. they got along great. My dad has a super deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing like this like Gregorian chant kind of thing. And she was just like, "Whoa. What is that?"
That's cool. I can imagine it almost being intimidating, but
you know, and she's just like, "Whoa."
Is your dad a bit Bailey. New age?
No, not at
no?
all.
Oh, okay, just checking.
No.
He's not like black turtlenecks
super,
or any
super
tinted glasses. No.
No, like there were kids that listened to Pat Boone, and there were kids that listened to Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was listening to Pat Boone.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
gotcha.
Yeah. You know, crew cut.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do the cuff on the jeans.
No.
You know, but was definitely young enough to be wearing blue jeans in the 50s,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty hip.
He says stuff like, wow, that is neat.
It's like when Marty McFly went back to the future. That's cool.
So funny. He was here with one of his friends in London before Bailey was born. And, you know, one of his old friends. And they were on their way to go, like, see Normandy, the shores of Normandy, and, like, do a mm-hmm. big historical, like,
yeah.
knowledge dive. And,
yeah.
and so funny how older men do that stuff, yeah. you know? And,
yeah. and well, they were raised with John Wayne. There's a certain appreciation for war.
Yeah. yeah. And, but they were walking down this, you know, his friend just got a hotel room near our place. And so, you know, they all stayed nearby. And we all went to dinner. Renica and I and my dad and his friend went to dinner. And he's, you know, walking down the street. Here we are, just a couple of guys in London.
you know? Oh, man.
He was so excited to be yeah. like traveling, you know, like in Europe and
stuff. Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Dude, I can totally see now, I think. I mean, I haven't met either of your parents, actually.
Mm.
I met Renica's mom, but
right.
I think I can already picture how you are a lot like your parents in a way.
Yeah, I'm kind of goofy like my dad.
Mm.
But yeah. So we had 7 comments. I don't know if we have time to read them all. I don't know if you guys all want to read them all.
Basically, but, everyone loved everything we played.
But
there's
got,
the Cliff Notes.
Well, we did get some new here. We did get some new photos from the Flickr stream.
Mm-hmm.
Someone,
that's sweet.
Mason said he finally tagged a couple of photos from the Toronto subway.
Yeah.
He asked us if we listened to hip hop at all.
Hell yeah!
So maybe now is a good time to play Mos Def.
I brought it.
All right, let's hit it.
Pull up to your spot on low, shine brighter than all of the cats that got on glow. Playing the cut like they not going no. Cause if I gotta make a move, dog, they not going no. This dorm all private, this is not faux show. It's most def what you call real faux show. Is they what you call gangster? Hell no. They get a little pinch and go snitch to the pole. They all talk fast and they all think slow. I'm most definite, not think so. Flood your city with the black ink flow. And my crew ain't scared to let them things go. So stop with the nonsense, like he conscious. I'm just a wake dog, I'm doing great dog. I don't play games, so I don't play, I hate y'all. Get it straight and get the fuck up out my face dog. I'm like the second plane that made the towers face off. That shit to let you know it's really not a game dog. Your grind and my grind ain't the same dog. I'm the catalog, you the same song. So cool and old school like A4. The one your little mommy winding up a waist for. The name that real niggas got their hand raised for. Me and Minnie got your block yellow taped off. So skate off. To the streets, to the beach, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the livers, the realest, and that's close. To the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back, shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown, getting involved. But when I'm letting off around, don't get in the cross. Have your preacher man speaking low, getting his cross. Tell a wild cowboy not to get off their horse before they find out the town on is strictly enforced. It's a real bad way to get your name in the sauce. Testing the limits of a dangerous force. You ended up dumb, famous, and gone. Your people shouting out your name in their song. Pouring liquor on the day you was born. Buying paint to put your face on the wall. Come on, fall back. There's no need for all that, it's all good. We all here, doing all out, all live, all day. Listen when the song say, don't push me, cause I'm close. To the streets, to the beach, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the livers, the realest, and that's close. Don't push me, cause I'm close. To the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back, shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown, getting involved, now get y'all.
Bang the 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 bang
I'm good.
No. See, Mason, we listen to hip hop.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, for serious. But he asked us about Josh Martinez, a Vancouver-based rapper with a party all day, party all night attitude.
That's my stilo, yo. That's what I'm into. Yeah, no, I'd love to check that out.
We should
on the next show
for the cheer
on the next shizzo, yo. The show.
Yeah.
No, that was cool. People liked, or one person at least liked the. Oh, that's me. Sorry. One person at least really liked the Robert Plant.
Yeah, that was Kiwi Andy.
Yeah. Dude, I gave that album to everyone I knew for Christmas. Everyone.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I really like it.
I have one friend that didn't like it.
Really?
I think he's not my friend anymore.
Oh. Yeah. Like it was personally.
Well, how can you not like the album? It was just, it's like one of the most gorgeous blues albums I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's good. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it.
It's not the kind of thing I would normally find myself buying, you know, when it's advertised in Target as greatest album of the year. It's like one of those albums where, you know, it has front of the store display at Target and Kmart and Walmart as like the next great album that everyone should buy, and it'll probably be on Oprah's list.
Yeah.
You know, but damn, it was good.
Yeah.
Am I getting old?
Maybe.
Maybe. Am I losing my edge?
A little bit.
Damn. All right. I'll go buy some slippers.
That's okay. We got some edgy music. We're hip.
Yeah? Are we?
We're with it.
We try.
Yeah, we're doing
our listeners help out.
Yeah, we're doing some pretty crazy stuff here. I think maybe we've only got time for one more. We have two more. You've got that one. Bring Back the Guns.
Oh yeah.
And then we got
that was a good track.
And then we've got a band called The National Pool that emailed us again. I think we've played them once before. And they emailed us. One of the guys from the band just said, "We just released a new EP called Home. Attached is a single we're trying to push. We'd love the opportunity to be played on your show again. Please keep in touch." So, Bradley from the National Pool, we're going to do that. So why don't we do that? We'll play Bring Back the Guns, and then we'll roll it right into the National Pool.
And then we'll say adios.
Well, we'll say adios now.
Night.
And then do those two songs. And then we'll see you guys hopefully in a week.
Hopefully. Maybe Spence could join us.
Yeah, we're talking about doing another one next week.
That'd be cool.
Sorry it was so long, everyone. And we'll see you soon.
rested at the bottom, and everything goes up through me. I've listened to the silence, the only thing that speaks to me. A contains, and everything you know is open. Our actions aren't in vain, nor any word you've ever spoken. Stop counting what you've given.